All right, they live. Y'all live with us on podcast now, streaming live, Apple iTunes, Spotify, everybody listening. Welcome. Come on in the room. Welcome to another edition of Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Today is Tuesday, December the 26th. But back into what I was saying. Even though I have not been as consistent as I have wanted to be, my level of consistency this year is definitely something that I am proud of. I want to be better. Okay, tonight we're talking about things that we're leaving in 2023 and things that we want to take into 2024. With that being said, consistency is something that I want to take into every year with me because I struggle in that area. I sometimes start off doing things, I don't finish them, or I don't do them, and then I end up starting something new, and I'm just not consistent. So I think consistent in all things, like, as you guys know, last year I was in hair school, right? I didn't officially get my license here in the in Virginia. So that's something that I want to take into 2024. Going in, taking that practical, completing that. It's just a lot. And I'm going to talk about a lot of that tonight, but this is one thing that I want to give myself a pat on the back with, because I have struggled with this podcast, y'all. I really, really have. I started 1 year, I stopped it, I started, I stopped it, I started, I stopped it. And I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not talking about my Touch by Ty Hair Co. brand right now. I'm talking about Talks with Ty, the podcast, the brand. All right, the shirt, the brand. I do have shirts for sale, Talks with Ty shirts. Welcome home, Angel, come on in the room. These are now for sale. You will be seeing me post these very, very soon on my Instagram page, on my TikTok. So if you're not following me on Instagram, head on over to Instagram at TalksWithTy_. That is the official Talks with Ty page. On TikTok, we are Talks with Ty, the podcast. And if you watch me on Facebook or follow me on Facebook, then you already know I'm Talks with Ty on Facebook. Y'all, I'm just happy. I was a little sad because I wanted to do more this year, but I'm like, this is like my first real year taking off with this thing. We started the YouTube channel this year. Keep in mind, I was doing my vlogs and everything on my hair business page on Touch by Ty Hair Co. So I officially started my YouTube channel this year. I officially came up with, you know, my little days, Soulful Sundays with Talks with Ty, Talks with Ty Tuesdays, you know, Mindful Mondays. Like, I'm just rolling. We got our Spotify channel for our listeners. We're on Apple iTunes. We're streaming for audio podcasts. Like, I did a lot with this podcast this year. I officially branded my logo. Like, it's a lot of work doing this by yourself. I do not have a production crew. Like, I do everything for this by myself. And so I'm just super proud. And I just had to give myself a pat on the back, because I think for the past couple weeks, I've really been beating myself up about Talks with Ty, because there's so much that I wanted to do and I just didn't get it done. So I think 2024 is really the year for us to grow. As you can see, I made new commercial promo. You know, that's the first one that I've done this year. I'm super excited about it. I changed my intro up a little bit for my videos. So I've been talking and rambling on for about 8 minutes now. Okay, so without further ado, you know what time it is. Let's come on in the room, grab a glass, and sit your ass down, and let's talk. Get it, try. So as y'all can see, the intro is kind of new, okay? My listeners can't see, but my intro is black. We blacked the intro out. We're blacking. My intro used to be light pink. We're blacking everything out, okay? All black for 2024. We're blacking it out with logo colors still being white or red. But you know what time it is. Let's go. Welcome to Talks with Ty, the podcast. Happy Tuesday, okay? Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff, whatever it is that you celebrate, Happy Kwanzaa, all that good stuff, y'all. Come on in the room and let's talk about it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to everybody that is listening to audio or watching this on playback. do me a favor, hit that like and share button, okay? It helps us get into the algorithm, all right? We're trying to run these subscribers up this year. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Welcome back to the show. So, as you see in the title, this is the last Talks with Ty Tuesday of 2023, okay? And today, I wanted to talk about things that we're going to leave in 20... Well, I want to talk about some things that I'm going to leave in 2023 and some things that, like, are at the top of my list to take into 2024. So I want to start off by talking about what I'm going to leave in 2023. I hope y'all can hear me good. I want to start by some things that I'm going to leave in 2023. And sometimes, you know, you write things down because I'm a writer. Y'all, I write everything down. Like, I'm big on that, taking notes, writing down my goals so I can see them. Like, that's really huge for me. So I thought about, you know, what I wanted to talk about for my last episode of 2023 before the new year. And how I wanted to leave, you know, the brand at the end of this year. So talking about things that, you know, you wanted to leave in this year. And this is very cliche because a lot of people talk about, you know, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Before I move on, this just hit my spirit. Let me be very clear. Come on in the room, y'all. Welcome in the room. Let me know if y'all in here. Come on in. Come on in. Look, let me be very clear. I am in a market that is extremely highly saturated, but it did not stop me from doing what my spirit told me to do. Okay. So I get up here.
I don't really give a shit what nobody else is doing. Let me say that.
I don't. Okay. Hey, Shani. Hey, girl. But this market, right, of podcasting, of opinionated broadcasting is what I like to call it, because this is an opinionated show from the opinion of me, right? And there's no right or no wrong to that. But podcasting is super big. With that being said, let me give you this. And I want to give you something at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show to take into 2024 with you. Be careful what you expose yourself to. Be careful what you're listening to. Be aware of what you're listening to. Be aware of what you're looking at. There is a lot going on in the world. Okay? There is a lot going on in the world. Ceasefire over in Gaza. I said it because it's not being said enough. You have innocent people dying, lives being taken. I try to post it and push it as much as I can on my personal page because I really don't want to be so controversial with my brand. But let me say it, ceasefire in Gaza. It's terrible what's happening in the world. It's just stop it. Like, just stop. You know, and I'm a little voice. I'm a little voice, but I'm still a voice. You know. Please, in the foolery, the foolishness, the killing, the war, enough is enough. We're fighting wars here. Like, that's crazy. But I definitely want to say that. Pray for Gaza and the Palestinians, okay? Please. But back to what I was saying originally. I would like for my listeners, okay, to, in 2024, be very careful what you're listening to. Be very careful of what you're watching, and be very careful of what you are allowing in your environment. Okay? I don't know. My spirit just told me to say it. Just be careful. And nobody's perfect. You ain't got to cross every T, dot every I. It's a lot going on in the world. A lot. A whole lot. Okay. And we are very open to a lot of energies. So please, I say this to you as I say it to myself, being someone who is an active podcaster, everyone has opinions about everything. be careful what you're listening to, what you're exposing yourself to. It might be cool. These people got all these followers, and I ain't knocking it because I want to gain my following and do all those great things that platforms give you. But just be careful, okay? I've been listening to people and heard some things that I'm just be careful. I just wanted to give y'all that. Definitely the spirit is always vulnerable. What we expose ourselves to can be detrimental to our mental. I'm trying to tell you, listen, you ain't saying nothing but a word, okay? If there was a way for me to like this, I would, okay? I'm trying to tell you, absolutely. So tonight we're talking about what we are, let me go ahead and type the title up here because I don't think I did that. But we're going to start off by talking about what we're leaving in 2023. So if you're in the room, let me know some things that you have decided to leave in 2023. It could be some bad habits. It could be mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. It could be relationship-wise. Okay, somebody you want to leave in 2023. You know, it's very cliche, but it's a thing. It's really a thing. It's really a thing. Hold on, let me put this up here in the title block for people coming in the room. Things I want to leave in 2023 and take into 20. Yeah, it's the end of the year. This is crazy. This is crazy. It's the end of the year already. And it's very, very hard for me to believe that. Did I do the right things I want to leave in 2023? Yes. Okay, so it's crazy. Like, it's real bad how fast this year has went past and how, like, time waits for nobody. Okay? But I'm going to stick to the show because I got a lot that I want to talk about in this show tonight. So let me start by saying one thing that I want to leave in 2024 is inconsistency. Y'all, and I just don't mean, like, vague. I mean certain things. Like, one thing I want to leave in 2023 is being inconsistent with my brands, right? Because God has really blessed me out. I want to be blessed out more, but I'm very thankful for the bless out that I have gotten from my hard work. And now I'm working full-time job in DC with DC government. And, you know, I'm just grateful, right? So I don't always have time for the things that I love. Like, I love doing this. I love this. Like, I really love this. So I think, like, my goal ultimately is to stream every day. Like, I want to stream every day. But I want to make sure I'm planting good seed. So with that being said, I have to check my energy. I have to be real about how I'm feeling emotionally, mentally, physically, right? And so I can give what needs to be given, right? Because we do a little bit of everything here on this platform. We talk about everything, love, life, spirituality, sex, being a parent, being a co-parent, marriage. We talk about everything here on this platform. So I want to be as authentic as I can, but I want to make sure that I'm planting good seed. You know, I don't want to be telling y'all anything. So that's super duper important to me. I have decided to leave behind people, places, and things that mean me no good. Ooh, Shani, what do we mean by this? That's good. This year, look at this. Speaking of this, people, places, and things, I have not had many places, people, or things that have meant me no good. Look at God. But I will tell you that this type of work starts with you. From my opinion, this is just my opinion. You know, opinions are like,
opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one now, but this is just my opinion.
It starts with you, right? So this is a good way, I think, to start off the year. And I think that when we make goals like this, like leave people, places, and be direct. Be specific. What people? Name them. What places? Name them. What things? Say it with your chest. Okay? Say it with your chest. Make sure you're putting that out there, because what I've learned and what I've done for myself is when I put it out there, it happens. It comes to fruition. When I write it down, when I see it, I work towards that, whatever that looks like. So that's good. But what did I say? Inconsistency, right? One thing I wanted to leave in 2023 was inconsistency. So inconsistency with my brands, not just Talks with Tata podcast, but I do want to get back into my Touch by Ty Hair Co. brand, but I have a small amount of clients that I take regularly. Those are going to be it. I want to get back into selling units, and extensions in that realm, right? Customizing units, selling units for people, maybe into some hair care products or natural hair, and just giving, providing content, you know, creating content around my hair business, how to take care of your hair, how my hair has grown in the past 2 years drastically from just wearing units and just remaining natural, and just giving education to people with, that may be going through some hair loss. Y'all, I had, listen, stress almost took my edges up out of here, baby. So just things like that, things that I've done to try to help whomever I can in that area, getting back consistent with my brand, staying consistent with my Talks with Ty brand. Like I said, like I want to stream every day, but I just got to make sure that I'm doing it right. So that's one thing. So giving up inconsistency. Another thing that I want to give up or that I plan to leave in 2023 is pork. Listen. Okay, I don't care what y'all think. I like me some bacon. Oh my God. I love me some bacon and some scrapple. Whew. Not no turkey bacon and turkey scrapple. And I know that this is going to be very difficult for me, okay? Because I love bacon. I want it on everything, okay? I love scrapple, okay? You know, but like Shani said, we are what we eat. And just like chicken, pork is a filthy animal, okay? So I just want to, I need to let it go. I'm getting older. It's really not good. You know, we're going to start small. So I think I'm going to start with the pork. Ultimately, my goal is to eat none of it, okay? I don't want to eat meat at all, really. That's my ultimate goal. Hold on, y'all. Let me check my phone. That's my ultimate goal. But I don't know. I was trying to go live on. I hope I'm live on my Instagram page, because I was trying, but I don't know if it worked or not. But anywho, I'm live everywhere else. So like I said, pork. We giving up pork. All right, we leaving pork in 2023. I can't do it no more, right? I know that it's not good for me. I know that it doesn't benefit the human anatomy. This I know. So we're going to start with pork and we're going to move on. I don't really eat a lot of beef. I may have a steak twice a year. So beef is not a really big thing for me. I'm more of a seafood girl anyway. So my ultimate goal is to become, to only do fish, pescatarian. But so we got inconsistency and we got pork. We're leaving these things in 2023. So I got a couple more days, y'all, to eat bacon. I'm just saying. Okay, so if you see me, mind your business, because I'm going to enjoy it while I got it. Okay. The next thing that I want to leave in 2023 is, you know, y'all, I have not been angry. I have worked on myself so deep. Like 2022 for me was a extreme year of work on me, though. Not on nobody else, not on nothing else. Like I really buckled down and worked on myself in 2023 and at the beginning in 2022 and at the beginning of 2023. Yeah. Like, I went through a lot in 2023. This past year, August of this year, I came back home. It was a year in August. So I left San Antonio in 2023, August of 2023. And like that year, child, oh God, 2023. I'm sorry, I left August of 2022. I'm sorry. 2022 was, child, let me tell you, 2022, because this year in August was a year for me being home. So I left in 2022. I left San Antonio. And like, I had to really work on myself. And I spent a lot of this year actually doing some work too at the beginning of the year. Like, it was just me against me. And so I had wrote down like anger, resentment, but I don't have any anger or resentment against anyone. I think that I wrote that down for myself because I want to be mindful of, if I do, that we pray on those things and we leave them here. But I don't really have anybody that I'm angry with, that I resent, who I'm upset with, who I don't forgive if they have hurt me. Like, I'm good. And it feels good. Y'all, it feels good to be good in that area. It feels really good to be good in that area. So I don't even have that. No shade. Like, I don't have that. Like, I don't feel that for anybody, you know? This has been my mood.
Come with me, and you'll see that I live in a world of I don't give a fuck, bitch. Come.
And I don't. I don't. That has literally been my mood all 2023. He couldn't have said it better. I couldn't have said it no better than this.
Come with me, and you'll see that I live in a world of I don't give a fuck, bitch. Come.
I don't. I don't know if that's good or bad, though. But I don't. It's been good for me. I don't know how anybody else feels about it. And to be honest,
I don't give a fuck. And I live in a world that I don't give a fuck, bitch.
And it's the best feeling in the world. I'm going to stay there. I like it. It's cool. So, I mean, that's really some of the things that I wanted to, like, consciously, like, thinking about my year and all of that. Giving up the pork. Giving up the inconsistency in all things, right? So let's move on to things that I'm going to take into 2024. It's not even a question. They're coming with me. Okay. Yeah, it's me against me. Listen, in my life right now, it is literally me against me, which brings me to the things that I want to bring with me into 2024. Self-care. Boom. Y'all, it's not that I don't take care of myself, because I do, right? So we could say self-care. I'm really good at self-care in the spiritual realm. Like, I'm really good at that. I fall short at times, but I'm really, really good at self-care in the spiritual realm. Right? I am. I think self-care in the physical. Right? And not that I love being my natural self. This, I give y'all who I am authentically, real raw. Unfiltered, uncut, like, this is me, okay? Like, today I got my natural twists in my hair, okay? As y'all know, y'all never see this. You always see me with a wig on there. So enjoy this, because I'm trying to see with my BDBs in the back and all, okay? Yes, like, that, it really look beady. My hair do not have to look like this on this camera. That's embarrassing. Y'all, that's real. It's not even that bad, but it looks really bad up against this green screen. So I'm going to leave it alone. But anyway, watch your mouth, okay? But just self-care, right? Like, finding me a hairstylist, if I'm going to rock my natural hair this year, which I'm probably not, okay? So I'm not going to do it. I'm not. Like, I'm going to get some braids in a couple days. I'm going to wait them for a minute. And then after that, we going back to the wigs. I'm a wig girl. I just love it there. But, you know, just finding me a hairstylist, getting me a nail tech. Like, I'm pulling back on taking clients. Okay. I'm still going to work on some other things for my business, but I'm pulling back on taking clients. We'll be pushing units, custom pieces, toppers. We're bringing toppers to the brand this year. All of those good things, right, to the Touch by Ty Hair Co. brand. But I need a nail tech. Okay, so if you're in the DMV area, I want to start getting my nails done. Self-care. I want to get me a toe nail tech. Self-care, preferably the same person, but if not, it's cool. Lash tech. I'm not gonna pay nobody to do my lashes. I just lie because I do them myself, so I'm gonna do my own lashes. But just like self-care, you know, just doing those things that make you feel girly, getting into my femininity a little bit more. And it's not that I'm not feminine, because I'm very much that girl. However, like the self-care, I work and hustle and grind so hard that I know how to do everything myself. Press-ons are really big. I pop some press-ons on. I know how to do my own hair. I beat my own face. Like I said, I do my own lashes. So I don't get the privilege of somebody doing those things for me. And I think that allowing people to do things for you is a part of self-care, even though you know how to do it. So it's okay for me to go to find me a consistent stylist that can really take care of my natural hair. So I don't have to be in the bathroom for hours with my hands above my head combing out these inches that I got. Amen. Okay. Getting me a nail tech. I don't wear nails, but I do let my nails grow. So just, you know, the little things. So self-care is like my number one thing. Doing things to just take care of myself, allowing other people. And yes, these are luxury services. You know, I think getting your hair done is not a luxury. It's a must. But not everybody can afford to do it all the time. But luxury is like hair, nails, lashes. Those are luxury services. So and when I say luxury as a service provider, these are not things that you have to have. So you need to pay the price. Okay? Pay for what you get. But just that form of self-care, getting massages, right? Getting with my cousin. Make sure y'all holler at my girl, Unwind with SR, at Unwind with SR on Instagram. That's my cousin, Sharina. She has a massage. She's a massage therapist here in the DMV area, and she's absolutely amazing. There's no reason why I'm not getting massage regularly other than myself. It's like insane. But like working on that self-care, right? That's something that I'm going to do in 2023. Another thing that I wanted to do was travel more. And traveling in terms of, you know, you may or may not know. If this is your first time here, welcome home, Angel. I'm happy you came in.
Welcome home, Angel.
All right, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and hit that bell.
Welcome home,
Angel. Come on in the room. It's your girl, Ty, all right? You're here. You're home. But those of you who, most of you do know if you're watching the show, because my people pretty consistent. My son lives in Texas with his dad. So another thing that I want to take into 2023 is traveling more. Traveling there way more. Got to do that a couple times this year, but I want to do it like 10 times more next year. Every break, I'm out of here. I'm in Texas. Just spending time with my baby. He a big boy now, but he's still my baby. My 19-year-old, he gone. He don't be thinking about me. So, yeah. Something that I'm going to do in 2024. I want to become a yogi. Y'all, when I was working out consistently, I felt so good. And understand, I was not working out to lose weight. I was not working out to be a size 2. I was working out for my mental health. Deadass. And me and my BF, you know, we were talking about this the other day and like how important physical health is. Like, I'm at my best when I'm working out, when I'm going to the gym. Like, I just feel better. It's not even about the losing weight. It's just about me feeling better. So a part of me getting back to me in 2023 is definitely getting back into that. It's difficult because I don't have a vehicle. I'm not able to go to my gym of choice. But like, y'all, I got so much stuff in this house to work out with. It's insane. So definitely getting back into doing that. Definitely getting into the stretching and the yoga. I used to, and I got out of this, right? Every day I would get up in the morning and either work out or stretch. 5 o'clock, I'm up. Feet on the pavement, really 4:30. So that's something that, like, this last week, like, for the past 2 weeks, I've been kind of getting my body back into going to bed early. Like, 9 o'clock, I'm in the bed. Because I'm up at 4:45. I'm up. And I've been doing that, right? Because that's something that I want to do in 2024. Like, I want to get back to that. I kind of got, maybe after my birthday, it just, like, stopped. So I want to get back into that. That's very important to me. And, like, I felt better, y'all. Like, I'm not trying to, listen, the high school tech here is long gone. I don't even want to look like that at this point. Just being the healthiest version of myself. Like, spiritually, I could be healthy. Mentally, I could be healthy. But the body is the vessel. Like, it's physical. And I've been very I've been struggling. Like, I've been in pain. I've had aches and pops. And it's because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. So, like, that's something that I'm going to get back into in 2024. Just my physical, I don't want to say physical fitness, because I think we put an emphasis on, oh, you have to be physically fit. Nobody could, you have to be comfortable with your body. And then, like, what makes you feel good, right? Whether that's sexually, like, that's a whole nother topic that I'm definitely going to bring to us in 2024. Sexual health and what that looks like. Okay. And, like, physically, like, just being okay. All right. One thing that I've, like, been, that I know is happening to me, and y'all, I'm going to be very transparent with you. I'm scared. Because, like, I like this space that I'm in spiritually. I have figured a lot of things out. I'm able to help others spiritually, and, like, it's a safe space for me. But I know that it's time. Like, this is not the end all be all for me. Like, I'm growing and my pot is too small. We're going to revisit that conversation in 2024 as well. If you've been following me all year, you know, the plant that didn't grow. All right. We're going to talk about that again. That'll probably be my first conversation in 2024. But, I'm growing, and it's time for me to expand into new territory, meaning spiritually. And I'm very scared because I don't want to mess up. And so, and when I say spiritually, I don't mean religious. Right? I don't mean religious. I don't mean religion. I just mean, like, spiritual awakening, awareness, me being one with God. Period. And however you feel about that, I don't know what to tell you. All right. So if you're looking for religious, this is not the place. But if you're looking for relationship and spiritual growth and challenges to push you to be the best version of you, yeah, that's what we do here. Sometimes you're not going to like the things that I say. It's the truth. Sometimes you're going to have to deal with yourself. It's the truth. Right? It's things that have helped me. And that's a part of what this platform means to me, like helping somebody else. Planting, that's why I said planting good seed. You could plant a seed, but what is it going to harvest? So, my spiritual growth, and just like me going to that next level, I'm super scared about it. I'm super like, no, he hasn't given me the spirit of fear. But I'm still like, because, you know, it's the not knowing, right? It's the not knowing, and I want to be ready. You know, I want to be ready, but no, God has not. So we pushing through, all right? So spiritual growth is something that I really am ready to step into for 2024. I know that there's a double-edged sword with that. Got to be careful what you ask God for, because we just don't see the good in the spirit. We see the bad too. And that's a lot. I think that that's my fear. A little bit. Another thing that I'm going to do in 2024 is budgeting. Okay? I got to get myself together with this budget. All right? This is... Listen. Shani, you said something here. You can't be afraid of the unknown and walk by faith. My spirit has been telling me this maybe for like 2 weeks. Like, stop. Stop being fearful. Stop stopping. Stop putting up the wall. Like, stop. Go. You're more than ready. You have more than enough. You're ready. Like, go. Go. And you know, on that door, it's a long, what's in that door? Because 2023 almost tried to take me out. Because what is it, 2024? I don't know. I want to ask God, who over there first? Who is over there? Who over there? And what they doing? Because this here, sheesh. And not just with me, like some of my friends then been through stuff, like, whoo. 2023, baby, try to take us out. I'm trying to tell you, it really did. It really, 2023 did its big one, baby. It really did. But moving right along, budgeting, like I said, y'all, budgeting. So this year, I've been very consistent with like writing down my goals every month. Every month, things I gotta do, bills I gotta pay, things I want to get done by the end of the month. And it has helped me be very progressive in 2023. Like, it's helped me accomplish a lot. Like, as I look back on the year, I've completed a lot of the things that I wanted to do. This podcast is very huge. And so, like, I'm learning that I've always been a visual learner, right? But I see how important that is to my progress. And so, like, budgeting, I think, is, like, really something that I want to master in 2024. I don't just want to do it. I want to master it in 2024 so I can see where my money goes. Not that I don't, because I'm single. I take care of myself. I provide for myself. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I feel like I make enough money, and I look up at the end of the month, and I'm just like, what in the world? And there's some things that I want to do. I want to vacation a little bit this year. I want to be able to provide certain things for my kids even more, you know, and their dads if they need help. I want to be available. You know what I mean? So I think that budgeting for me is like something that I really, really want to master this year. Not just accomplish. I want to master it fully. So, like, writing things down. And I think I talked about everything that I kind of wanted to do in 2023. It's the things that I wanted to leave in this year, and like things that I wanted to take with me in 2024. Surrender to the obedience of God is something greater for you. Your oil is super thick. And girl, God sent you here tonight. I ain't lying. Because look. People's lives depend on it. This right here, Shani Gray, okay? Surrender to the obedience. Do you see how she put obedience in capital letters? Do you see that? I have really been in that space so heavy this year, that obedience space. Right? That space of obedience, like, y'all, I have dwelled in that. And it has been the most life-changing experience for me. Obedience is not comfortable. And it's damn sure not easy. But it is necessary for you to be obedient to your spirit if you want to get to where you need to go. This right here is really serious. And I think that we get lost in translation and transition because we sometimes worry about what other people are going to think, what other people are going to say. We sometimes worry about if it doesn't work. But like she said, you cannot operate in faith and fear. And as I'm growing, I'm learning that. I'm learning just why you can't. It's one thing to say it, but it's one thing to see why you can't. Like y'all, when I tell you, you can't. So it, what I'm feeling, this fear that I feel, is normal. I'm not less than because I feel it. But what I'm going to do, that's where that obedience comes into play, right? Like my goals of getting back to my physical being, right? Just like getting up in the morning and either working out or stretching, the obedience, and understanding what that means for me and why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling now. Because I'm not being obedient. It never fails. When you're not being obedient, things don't prosper. I don't care who you are. I don't care what it is. When you're not in obedience, it don't. And so understanding that, right? And then that last line that she wrote, people's lives depend on it. That's purpose. We're going to have a discussion about that in 2024 as well. Purpose. You wonder why you're miserable. You're walking around. You can't see growth. Nothing's happening for you because you're not in your purpose. You have to be willing to not care about the worldly things and do the work, the obedience. You just do. Chase the purpose. The bag will come. And you might see a lot of broke days chasing your. You will see a lot of broke days chasing your purpose. Ain't no might. That's what it is. You're going to fail a lot before you win when you're chasing your purpose. Y'all ain't hear me. You're going to make mistakes. Fall, make mistakes again, get back up, keep going, stop, want to quit, want to throw in the towel. Hell, you might throw it in. God's going to throw it back. You're going to fall. You're going to get back up. You're going to keep walking when you're chasing your purpose. I'm telling you. And the closer that you get in your push and your grow through, the harder it becomes. That's another reason why I feel that level of anxiety with walking through my next door. Because it's there. I just got to go through it. Right? But I understand the closer I know what come with that because I know what came with this. But I'm built for it. I'm ready for it. Ain't no lie about that. I'm definitely ready for it. Right? But that was serious right there. People's lives depend on it. That brings me back to what I was talking to at the beginning of my episode, planting a seed. I have to make sure I'm right before I come up here on this platform. And it's not that I can't come up here and give you my authentic self because I do that anyway. That's who I am. I think that what happens is I have to make sure that I'm giving. Yes, I'm going to give my authentic self, but what is the seed that's being planted? That's more important to me than me showing you that I'm having a bad day or that me showing you that I'm growing through some situations because I am. If you follow me on my social media, you know that I'm growing through some things. I am an open book. But it's just I want to make sure that at the end of the day when we cry, and when we're feeling down and when we're feeling at our lowest and when we're feeling defeated, that the seed that is planted is going to harvest amazingly for you. I don't care if one person views me, one person. I have 47 subscribers. I'm completely okay with that. That's not what this is about. Granted, I want things to grow. Yeah, I want my platform to grow. It brings opportunity. It brings finances to help not just myself, but others. Absolutely. But not at the cost of getting up here and not being proud of what I'm putting out. Not at the cost of me selling my soul. I've had people ask me, you know, Ty, why you don't talk about this? Why you don't talk about that? Why you don't talk about this? Why you don't talk about that? It's not that I won't talk about these things or give my opinion on them. But some things are not worth my time. I'm not here to do what everybody else is doing. I'm here to do me. And in doing me, whatever the OG got for me to do, I'm here to do that too. That other stuff, y'all got enough of that. It's 1,000,001 people doing that. Let's put some comments up here. That goes back to people placing things growing in purpose means losing in unclean and unhealthy habits. You're definitely going to lose those things when you are growing. And let me tell y'all something. Like I told y'all, I gave y'all something at the beginning of the show. I put out there, you know, make sure you're careful about what you're listening to. Make sure you're careful about what you're listening to. Make sure you're careful about what you're following, what you're watching, not just for you, but for your children too. Okay. Make sure you are aware, like just be aware. Just be mindful of what's happening around you. Just be mindful. Another thing that and the reason why, let me let y'all know why I said this. So everybody knows about this Diddy Cassie situation that has happened recently. And I started watching like because I'm a big as you can see, I'm a YouTuber. So I watch and support a lot of different YouTube channels, bloggers, podcasts, things like that. And so I was watching it, right? I was watching. I wanted to get the scoop because y'all know I don't be knowing. I don't follow them people. I don't follow many stars on my Instagrams. You can look at my followers, like it's very few stars. I follow a few other podcasters, YouTubers, you know, influencers, very few because I'm just careful, right? And so it was this one particular person that I started following, and I was watching it because of the Diddy situation because she was like really juicy. Like I just liked how she delivered the information. And you know, the tea, the mess, you know, entertainment. And in her delivery, I just realized like how she, after one video, like the first video was cool, then the second video, then the 10th video was a little alarming, then the 11th, 12th. And I'm just like, what else do you do? Like, is this all you do? And I'm going to tell y'all, like, when we get into these gossip vlogs and people who, you know, do these gossip pages and all of this stuff, I can't. Like, y'all, as a YouTuber, right? And as a person that started this journey and wanted to do, like, celebrity gossip and celebrity news, because that's what I wanted to do, because it was making sense. It was popping off. Like, everybody was doing it, and it just was rolling, right? I wanted to do it, and it just didn't feel right for me. Like, I didn't have the time to follow all these people and record when they go live and watch. It takes too much time. I don't know how these people do this. Like, their lives have to revolve around somebody else's that, like, they don't even know that you exist. Like, I cannot mentally fathom what these celebrity gossip vlogs and bloggers and stuff go through just to be up here to give their opinion. And it's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Some people I do watch, I do enjoy, but those are rich people with rich people problems. I'm not finna sit up here and do that. And a lot of these people is miserable and they need some help. And what they should do is listen to Talks with Ty. That's what they should do because it really might help, you know, but this particular young lady who is a YouTuber and she has a podcast of audio, visual podcast and everything. I had to unfollow her because it was just like, oh my God. It became draining and I'm just like, I don't want this. Like, I don't want to feed myself this all the time. Like, it was cool for the moment just to see what was in the affidavit because I was really trying to figure out what was going on. But like, I looked it up and read it for myself. So half the stuff that she said really was false. And so, like, it was crazy. But anyway, just watch. Just be mindful of what you listen to, who you listen to. Get to know who you're building a relationship with, because that's what you're doing. These people become a part of you. Their voice becomes familiar. Their face becomes familiar. You're building a relationship with me. If you follow me, you watch my show, you're building a relationship with me. You just are, right? I become a part of you. I'm speaking to you. I'm talking to you. You tune in and see me. You know, you're listening to me. I'm in your ear. Like, that's very important. So that's what I kind of started the show with. And that's why. And I'm going to leave the show with this. Hopefully I get to come back up here again before the end of 2023. But if I don't, make sure you're following me on Instagram so you can catch Ty's Jewels of the Day every day. My daily affirmations, everything like that. This is the truth. And no, I don't know if anybody will ever tell you this, but everybody's going to hurt you. Everybody is going to hurt you. The beautiful thing about life and God is He gives us the ability to choose. So just like we choose anything else, we choose who we suffer for. I had a situation with my son, my oldest son, and we didn't see eye to eye. And I had to offer him an apology, you know, for hurting his feelings, for maybe delivering things in a way that I wasn't even aware that I did. You know, as parents, we're not above correction. And I want my son to be the healthiest version of himself. And I think that that comes with me as a mom saying, I was wrong. And I apologize and I love you and I'm never going to hurt you, you know. But my son chose me back. And he didn't have to. You know, because I heard it, because how I delivered what I was saying, which brings me to, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It hurt his feelings. And I didn't mean to do that. So it's not. We're all going to be hurt. You know, your kids, your parents, your loved ones, friends, family, they're going to hurt you. I think that what you have to realize, and when you realize this, you start choosing differently what you entertain and what you deal with. It's you choosing who you hurt for. Everybody's going to hurt you. You choose who you suffer for. Are they worth it? That's helped me. And me going and growing as a parent, because I'm now learning how to parent an adult child. My son, he's in a different stage of his life. So my parenting has to change. You know, the way I say things, the way I do things has to change. And God just really humbled me out. And I'm just grateful that, yo, God bless me out with my kids. Like, I say this all the time, but they are my biggest brag. Like, my kids are my biggest brag, like, straight up. Like, my kids like that. Both of my boys, they top tier. And I'm just grateful for that, for real. But make those choices very wisely. You're going to get hurt, but just make sure you're choosing the right people to suffer for. Y'all already know what time it is, man. This is brings us to the end of our show. Thank you guys for rocking with me. Listen, if you're not following me on Instagram, head on over to Instagram, type in at talks with Ty _. Okay, that's what it looks like right there. Where we at? Right there at talks with Ty _. Hit the follow button. All right, tune in. We are officially on TikTok. I'm officially on TikTokity, if I can find. Okay, oh, here we go. Boom. At Talks with Ty on TikTok. Make sure y'all head over to TikTok and follow me at Talks with Ty, the podcast on TikTok. We need some followers up there. because we want to go live from TikTok this year. Okay? So I need everybody to head over to my TikTok. Hit the follow button. Okay? I need a certain amount of followers before I can go live over there. And then what I do? TikTok. Y'all already know. Facebook at Talks with Ty on Facebook. You know, same old, same old. Make sure you go on over. Hit the buttons. All right. I appreciate you all for rocking with me. I love you. If you're just coming in, go ahead, do me a favor and rewind the video. Okay. Shout out to everybody that's watching the playback, man. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Okay. We need to get in the algorithm on YouTube. At Talks with Ty on YouTube. You get us in the algorithm. You don't need no money. Just head on over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button, and like all of the videos. Okay. Like and share the videos. Thank you so much. Hopefully, I will be back in 2023, but if I'm not, you will definitely see me January 1st. I am out. Y'all be blessed. Happy holidays. And as always, Talk to Ty the Podcast out. Bye. With a video.
Peace. Human beings have